We're very happy to welcome Tony Roberts to WGN. He is in an original new production from Lyric Opera, Carousel. And Tony, I'm sure that you're tired of hearing people asking you about Woody Allen, but I'm going to do that too. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
By the way, I didn't know that your dad was a radio announcer, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Ken Roberts, and he was on a lot of very popular radio shows back in the 1940s and 50s, and he's missed.
Did that make it sort of extra special to be... part of radio days?
I guess what was special was to be taken to studios when I was 6 and 7 and 8 years old, before television came along, and watch grown-ups act out and pretend in front of a microphone with all the conviction and integrity that they could muster. And that was like grown-ups playing Let's Pretend.
And did that give you the bug?
Sure, certainly, certainly. It would, I think, give most kids the bug, because it was like Cops and Robbers, which kids play all the time, and all kinds of inventive games that come from their imaginations. And here were grown-ups actually finding a way to make a living by doing that. Not that I was necessarily thinking of that when I was 7 years old, but it was such fun to be among them, to be in a room with people pretending things, to be cowboys, to be policemen, to be soldiers, to be lovers, whatever they were, that was irresistible to me. And I'm sure that was the first inspiration for me.
Sure. In addition to the Woody Allen movies, Tony Roberts is no stranger to live theater. He's been on Broadway. Let's see. Long list. Cabaret, Promises, Barefoot in the Park.
And 23 shows all in all.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And now here at the Lyric, tell us about Carousel.
Well, Carousel opened when I was about 6 years old, and a few years later I became enchanted by Soliloquy, the song that Billy Bigelow sings about his impending son or daughter, maybe the best song ever written in that genre. And I'm thrilled to be a part of this production. We have a great Billy Bigelow, Stephen Pasquale, who's sensational. I haven't heard people cheer like that in a theater in decades. And I think it's a great show to see. I hope people get a chance to come and see it. It's only here for about another 2.5 weeks.
I'm sure they will. And that's one of our Chicago treasures, the Lyric Opera, as you probably know, because you went to school here at Northwestern, didn't you?
Well, I know of the Chicago Lyric Opera more because of the movie Citizen Kane, which was one of my favorite films. And I had a cousin who was in it, Everett Sloan, who played Kane's right-hand man. And my father's close friend was Paul Stewart, who plays the butler in the mansion that is featured in the movie. And, of course, the Lyric Opera was built, supposedly, according to Orson Welles, to make his girlfriend a legitimate opera singer. And that was my introduction to the Lyric Opera. So it's kind of exciting to be in that building. I didn't get to it when I was at Northwestern, to be honest with you. But I'm very happy to be there now.
And you say that the Carousel was around when you were 6 years old. And it must be so amazing to see that after so many years, that show is repeated. I mean, I have three kids who've been through high school, one still in high school, and they still keep doing versions of it. I mean, it is just a great story.
Every song in it is so familiar to most people.
Right.
Judas Busting Out All Over, and What's the Use of Wondering, and This Was a Real Nice Clam Bake. These are all classics,
right,
that kids do learn because schools do these musicals. Actually, the commercial professional history of Carousel is not quite the same as it is for Oklahoma or Flower Drum, not Flower Drum Song, what am I thinking of? Julie Andrews' musical.
Marianne, you're the person in the family who has seen every musical ever produced.
Music, yes. I just went right out of my head.
Okay.
But Carousel is darker. Carousel is definitely a sadder theme. It came from a play that was written in 1902 about love affairs, and there's parts of it that are very, very sentimentally sad. So it hasn't been done that much professionally. Maybe this production will change that and will will wind up on Broadway, I hope.
And then besides this project that you're working on now, you're also a motivational speaker?
No, who told you that?
Do you, Sally?
You have me mixed up with a guy who's Tim Robbins, I think. Not Tim Robbins.
Oh, no, that's Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins, yeah, no, that's not me.
We're getting texts. People are sending us texts saying that you're an awesome motivational speaker.
Tony Roberts.
They're confused.
Yes.
That's not me. I read audiobooks that are very popular. I've done about 28 by a man named Stuart Woods, in which I play a character named Stone Barrington. And that has quite resonated through the audiobook world for the last two or three decades.
I'm not surprised, because you and maybe we thank Dad a little bit for this, but you do have the voice. You know what I mean?
I got it from my father. Thank you.
And I think you think about the movies, all the Woody Allen movies that you were in playing in many
He hasn't
cases.
Had this much publicity in a long time.
His best
I can't
friend.
Wait to
I know.
Call him up and tell
I know.
Him.
Midsummer Night Sex Comedy, Hannah and Her Sister, Stardust Memories,
Annie
played
Hall.
Against him.
Annie
right. Hall. And I still laugh thinking about you out in California driving the convertible, and you're wearing like a hood to protect yourself from the sun's rays. But in those movies, yes, great writing. Great fun and so forth. But your voice is compelling, even in those film roles too. It really grabs you. Do you still stay in touch with him at all?
Yes, very much so. Yeah.
And it was such a long association, so many things you did together. How did that all begin?
I auditioned for his first play on Broadway. I was about 25 years old, and I was starring in Barefoot in the Park. I'd replaced Robert Redford, and I was in it for about a year and a half on Broadway. And Woody had written his first play, Don't Drink the Water, and David Merrick was producing it, and he wanted me to be in it. And I kept auditioning for Woody, and finally, after five auditions, we'd never met. He walked into my dressing room after a performance of Barefoot in the Park, and he said, how come you auditioned so poorly? And I said, because I like to know the lines and have rehearsals and know what I'm doing. And he said, well, you're very good. He said, you got the part. And that was the beginning of our association. But he was very shy for a long time, and it took another play, Play It Again, Sam, that we were in 3 years later, for us to really bond, as it were. He was in it as well.
And are you and Woody Allen associates, or are you friends now? I mean, do you have a...
We're friends. I don't know.
They're not in business together.
We've never been in business together. I was cast in his plays that he wrote, and we became friends because he was very insecure about acting on the stage on Broadway, and I had done several plays before that, and I was able to, in a sense, poke fun at him, as was Diane Keaton, who also was familiar with stage work. But Woody had done stand-up, and that's something I can't do. But we found common ground somewhere and developed the relationship that exists pretty much in Annie Hall between the three of us.
And true what they say about him, even though he's a great writer, that he lets actors take some liberties from time to time with the script if they don't feel comfortable with something?
Well, it's an exaggeration to say that they take liberties. If he feels that something doesn't feel real enough in your mouth, he'll say, how would you say that line in your words? And that's not something you come upon frequently in my experience, and that makes it all the more comfortable for you to sound natural when you're reading the lines. But he knows exactly what he's doing every moment, and he likes to make a joke and says, say anything you want, it'll still be the straight line.
Fun.
He's right about that.
Doing Carousel, doing live theater, your preference?
Live theater is the best to me because it's the most immediate, and you're in communication with a large group of people who are giving you their reactions, either whether they're laughing or coughing or leaving or whatever is going on. You have immediate result from it. Obviously, in a film or in a television program, you're not there when the audience witnesses it and sees it and appreciates it or doesn't. And therefore, it's kind of bifurcated, if I'm using that word correctly. So for an actor, the more immediate reward, I think, is certainly in the theater.
The iconic American musical in a new lyric production, Carousel, through May 3rd. An original new production from the Lyric Opera, Tony Roberts. Great to meet you.
Thank you.
You know, I get the sense that that you're surprised that people bring up Woody Allen so much around you.
I'm not surprised at all.
Those movies had so much impact.
They really did.
And you were really quite remarkable in those roles as well. We look forward to seeing you at the Lyric.
Thank you so much.
Regards to Alvy Singer when you see him.
I will.